I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andrew Zellman, publishing editor of Cleveland Scene Magazine. Always so many fun things to talk about. What about the Sauce Boiling Seafood Express? Where's that?
Yeah, so this one just opened recently at Cedar Road 13888. And this continues this trend that's really sprouted out over the last couple of years in the Cleveland area. It's the boiling seafood trend, where at this one, though, it's more the fast casual style. So it's the concept where you get seafood such as crawfish, shrimp, crab legs, and even whole lobster that's boiled, and they toss it aggressively in a seasoned sauce and deliver it to a table in a bag. The difference here is you go down the line, you pick your seafood, your add-ons such as sausage, corn on the cob, and potatoes and sauces, and then they make it right away, and you can get out of there in just a few minutes. So it's a new way to experience this food in University Heights.
What about the new place coming into Tremont, Salsarito?
Yeah, Salsarito is opening soon. They don't have an opening date yet, but it will be opening soon in the old Merchant Street space, which this has been a cursed space, as we point out, in Lincoln Park in Tremont. It used to be Legale's Bistro and Porcelli's Bistro and Bistro on Lincoln Park. And now it's going to be opened by the same owners that own Tandoor Indian Restaurant. And this is a new concept for me. I never heard of it. It is an Indo-Mexican cuisine. So it's the Mexican fare that we're used to with an Indian twist, like some Indian spices and flavors. So a fusion of those two concepts. And they're not planning to make too many changes. They're hoping the first week of October that they'll be open.
And tell us about the Chalk Festival. That's happening this weekend too.
Yeah, so this Saturday afternoon is the Chalk Festival. This is the one where you usually see these incredible pictures of all this chalk art on the sidewalks surrounding the museum. The concept is based on a Renaissance tradition from Italy in which beggars copied paintings of Madonna by Raphael and his contemporaries. You can go and purchase a large square for about $20 or small squares for $10. It's a free event to attend it. It takes place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, rain or shine, although I'm sure it would be a lot more enjoyable in the sun.
Rain seems like it might wash the chalk away.
Right.
So where do we find you and more information?
Sure. CleveScene.com and Cleveland Scene on social media.